He is one of Yemen's most powerful generals, and now he and his soldiers are siding with the anti-government protesters.
I announce on their behalf our full backing and peaceful support to the peaceful youth revolution and their demands.
The shootings in the capital, Sana'a, Friday appears to be the moment General Ali Mohsen decided he had to act. More than 50 people were killed as they called for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to stand down. The general says the killings were unconstitutional and threatened to push the country towards civil war.
It is extremely significant. It raises the possibility of of confrontation. On the other hand, it has now adjusted the balance of power towards the revolution of the youth. And if we can avoid military confrontation, then I think we are set for peaceful transfer of power.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for calm in Yemen.
I strongly condemn the use of lively ammunition by the security forces against demonstrators in Sana'a. I call for the utmost restraint and end to violence. There is no alternative to an inclusive dialogue on political, social, economic reform to address Yemen's political crisis and maintains its national unity.
Tanks and troops have now been put into position around strategic locations in Sana'a and to protect the protesters on the streets. The people have responded by handing the soldiers flowers. A number of senior army figures and politicians have now joined the opposition. The next move is the president's. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera.